time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nicole Nielsen. She is with the Utah CASA program. We're going to talk about CASA, what it is, and we're looking for volunteers in the area. And if you feel like this is something that you could do, we'll give you some contact information, and you can kind of take it from there. Nicole, thank you for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So let's discuss really what CASA is first and let the folks know what it is.
Yeah. So CASA actually is an acronym for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And what a CASA volunteer does is advocate for best interest in court for a child who is in either foster care or are receiving services due to abuse, neglect, or any other type of things that has caused the family to have a child removed from their home.
Okay, and your mission is basically to give every child that's in that situation a voice.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we want the children in child welfare and child protection to feel like they have a voice in court and with the judge, and that they are their best interest is being heard by the judge.
Okay, now you told the story of CASA off air a little bit, and I'm going to ask you to tell it again because it's a really great story, and this guy sounds amazing.
Yeah, so it actually CASA is actually a nationwide volunteer program, and it was started by a judge in the state of Washington back in the late 1970s, and he was in the judgeship to listen to child welfare cases, and he was hearing the side of the state, he was hearing the side of the parents, and you know, he just felt like something was missing in the courtroom, and that was the child's voice, and he wanted to know what the child wanted, what the child needed, what the interest of the child was, separate from any other party to the case. And so he had this idea to send out to the community to ask if there would be anyone in the community who would be willing to volunteer to represent the child's best interest in court. You know, and he thought he would get some response to that, and he did. He went to the very first meeting to kind of put this program together, and he walked in, and the room was completely full of community members willing to volunteer. And he remembered thinking, this program is going to work. And from there, that's just where CASA has built from. He is actually a great role model of court-appointed special advocates. Once he retired from his judgeship, he actually became a volunteer himself. And he has worked with National CASA for many years. And so it really is a great story of a judge knowing that the child's voice needs to be represented in court.
Okay, now you have a few volunteers here in this area, but you're looking for more. Now, let's give folks the ins and the outs of it. What are they going to have to do to be a volunteer, and kind of how is all of the CASA volunteers, how are they set up within the court system of the area?
Yes, that's great. You know, CASA actually has been a really strong program here in the area for many years. Over the past few years, though, we haven't had a program coordinator in the area, and so we have dwindled down in our volunteers to three active volunteers. And so, yes, we are looking for volunteers to build our program back up. The volunteers do need to be 21 or older. They will be required to pass two background checks, one with the Division of Child and Family Services and the other a Bureau of Criminal Investigation background check. You know, we are dealing with children already, you know, our vulnerable population in a community, but then you add in child welfare and child protection and the things that they are going through, you know, it just makes them that much more fragile. And so we really want to make sure the volunteers that we're putting in place come from a really healthy place, even if they've had stuff in their own past, as long as that they have dealt with their things through therapy or whatever they have where they feel like they can share their experiences with others. You know, we definitely look for that.
And you need volunteers for both Carbon and Emory counties,
yes,
correct?
Both Carbon and Emory County we're looking for. So once we're not asking certain types of people to come in. We're not saying you need to have an education in social work or a legal background. We are looking for members of the community who would like to serve in their community to help these children. And so what we do provide is an upfront pre-service training for the volunteers, where they are able to be introduced to the judicial process, what the case will look like in front of the judge, what the process of that. Typically, we have cases go between 12 to 18 months before there's permanency in the home. So we provide this training to teach in that process. We teach them about substance abuse. We teach them about the types of child abuse and domestic violence, the cycle of violence. So we really want to get them in a place where they have some understanding and a little bit of, not comfort necessarily, but at least having that understanding to walk into the situation and feel like they're not coming from nowhere.
Yeah, you give them a little bit of a background in what's going on.
Yes, yeah.
Now, you were telling me that they will answer, there are two attorneys in the area that handle those cases, and that's who they will kind of report to in that situation.
Yeah, so our court-appointed special advocates fall underneath the umbrella of the guardian ad litem office. And the guardian ad litem are the actual legal counsel attorney who represent the children in court in front of the judge. The guardian ad litem attorney will ask for a CASA volunteer on specific cases that they are feeling that they need extra eyes and ears on it. They fall under the client attorney privilege, so it's only communication between the volunteer and the guardian ad litem and the program coordinator. So no information is shared beyond that, unless it's under, the discretion of the guardian ad litem. So we have our volunteers actually go, and once they're assigned to a case, they meet with either assigned to a child or a sibling group. It just depends on the preference of the volunteer. And they meet with them. We ask for them to meet with their child on each month, two times face-to-face visits. And then we have them report back to the guardian ad litem office about their visits, anything that, just even the activity itself. We went to the park and we were on the swings for 20 minutes. It could be just as simple as that. And then, so you talk about the activity you did, and then anything that the child shared with the volunteer, they will report back, or any observations they make. But the goal is to really build this genuine trust and care between the volunteer and the child that they are assigned to.
And you were saying that, and this is a great way to give back to your community if you feel like it's part of your civic duty. They are sworn in as an officer of the court.
Yes. After we go through our initial pre-service training, we have our volunteers observe court. And at that time, we have the judge swear in our volunteers under oath. So they become an agent of the court. They really are representing the court and being assigned by the court to these cases.
Okay. And this is a great way, as I said, to give back to your community and to, if you feel like it's your civic duty to do that, this is a great way to do it. If people are interested, what do they need to do?
Yeah, so you can go to the Utah CASA website, and it will have more information there for you if you would like to have more information through that way. You can also contact me through email or by phone. And my email is NicoleCN@UT.gov.
And then if they wanted to get through to you on a phone number?
It's 801-360-6011.
Okay. Nicole, thank you so much for coming down and taking the time for us today. And I appreciate what you're doing with the CASA program. This is a great program that really needs to need some volunteers, needs a little bit of help in the area.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, I'm looking at my email. This is really funny, but I think I just misquoted it. Let me just make sure I give it to you the correct way so you can get a hold of me. It's NicoleCN@UTCourts.gov.
Okay. And that's okay. You don't email yourself very often.
No, I don't.
All right. Once again, Nicole, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM.